You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo, 102.7, 946 on the Rogers Digital Network.
Good morning, Waterloo Region. It is Monday, the 27th of July, the last Monday in July. We've got an interview lined up with Susan Nelson from the Nelson Family Bluegrass Singers. I'm going to listen to a bit of Nelson Family Bluegrass now, and I'll have an interview with Susan in about 10 minutes.
Well, it's in Miami, and it's hazing in L.A. Money's growing like green apples on the trees. I've been hanging out with Elvis, yeah, and all my bills are paid, and they're giving away Cadillacs for free. The whole world gets along, and I haven't thought about you once since you've been gone. I've forgotten you, I've forgotten every single time you kiss me. I don't miss it like you think I do. I've forgotten you, how you held me, and it felt like it's what you were born to do. If I lie enough, it might come true. I've forgotten you. About you, I don't remember anymore. Like that time we got that cabin up in Boulder. Don't remember how you kissed me up against that old oak door. Ain't it funny how things fade right when it's over? Yeah, I'm doing fine. I sleep just like a every night. I've forgotten you, I've forgotten every single time you kiss me. I don't miss it like you think I do. I've forgotten you, how you held me, and it felt like it's what you were born to do. If I lie enough, it might come true. I've forgotten you. He could smell the sweet gardenias in her hair and the pretty red roses that she carried were a symbol of the love that they would share. He didn't have a chance to make a family. Doctor said he wouldn't make it through the year. With his bedside face is full of pretty flowers, she would hold his hand and try to hide her tears. She didn't want to leave cemetery. She could smell sweet gardenias in the air and the pretty red roses that she carried were a symbol of the love that they had shared. Attach it to a red rose bouquet. She'd remind him of the love that her heart carried, and attach it to a red rose bouquet.
Susan Nelson from the Nelson Family Bluegrass. I have Susan on the phone with me. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Welcome to CKMS Community Connections.
Thank you.
That's lovely music. You have a great voice. It's wonderful, tuneful music. Where does it all come from?
Well, some of our music, or a lot of it, we find online and contact the person and see if we're able to sing it, or the publisher. Some of it we write ourselves. The Little Boy with the Mandolin off the album and Stay, and You Could Be Mine, we wrote that ourselves. Just out here in the country, we get inspired and write gentle music.
Right, right. There's a fair bit of stuff that you write yourself, isn't there?
There's a few, and then we have a wonderful friend called Robin McCurdy who wrote an amazing song called Lord, Hear My Prayer. So it's just wonderful when people send us music and we're able to sing it.
Yeah, we've got that queued up for a little bit later. How long have you been playing music? How long have you been writing music?
Well, I think maybe since 2013. Oh. That's when we all started playing together.
So not that long, really?
No, not that long.
Wow. Sound very, very accomplished, very well rehearsed.
Oh, thank you.
Suppose as a family, that makes it somewhat easier because, you know, you're all together.
Yeah, and we are, all of us are together still, and all the boys are with us, and they're working, but they're still at home too.
Yeah, so.
So we have time for lots of music.
Playing bluegrass isn't the sole thing that you do. You have day jobs.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So who's in the family? Who's in the family, the Nelson family bluegrass singers?
my son, Sam, he's the bass player. He's 22. And Charles, he's 17. He plays mandolin and guitar. And then I'm their mother. So let's see. We have a new friend who's joined us recently. Her name's Leanne. And she's going to bring to us just the most amazing harmony and musicianship as well. So we're ever so excited to meet her and introduce her to the public when we're able.
Yeah. What made you choose bluegrass as the type of music that you're performing?
I think we were at a bluegrass festival once outside of Princeton at the Morgan's Farm one year, and I heard this music and I thought, I said to my husband, what is this kind of music? I really like this. And it's mostly played, mostly acoustically. You know, my son plays an electric bass and sometimes a stand-up, but they play the instruments usually into a mic acoustically, and the sound is just amazing.
Yeah, it's an unusual recording setup or performing setup that I've seen when I've been to bluegrass concerts. There's usually a single dynamic mic at the front of the stage, and everybody gathers around the one microphone.
Yeah, they do it that way, and then they do it separately too.
Have separate mics.
Nice thing about bluegrass is you can just go outside with the instruments, and it sounds just as good.
Bluegrass is one of these genre-defying types of music. I mean, there's happy music, there's sad music, there's dancing music. It could be country music, it could be folk music, it could be protest music. What is it about the bluegrass genre that appeals to you?
I think it's the sweet sound of the instruments. I especially like the mandolin, and it's just something that we're able, all the boys, especially Charlie, he saw this mandolin and wanted it, and actually that's the story of the song, The Little Boy with the Mandolin.
Ah.
It's that sweet sound in it. I just love it, and I don't know.
So that's Charlie himself who's referenced in the album name.
Yeah, that's him. He was just the little boy with the mandolin. That's what we used to call him.
The mandolin can't be easy to play. There's a lot of strings on those.
Yes, I don't know how to play one. It's a beautiful sound. And
it is.
And bluegrass is more of a community type of thing, too. I mean, if you go to a festival, you can go right up to the stage after, and you can talk to the musicians, and you can maybe even jam with them later. It's a real friendship-building type of music.
Yeah. Do you have bluegrass jams out your way? You've got the Jamboree that had to be canceled this year. Can you tell me about that?
Well, that Jamboree was going to be at the South Brant Region in Brant County, and that was solely a fundraiser for the community food bank. We had one last year, and we raised over 1,000 pounds of food for the food banks in Burford and Paris. And this year we were going to do the same, but we are very lucky. Some of our sponsors and people who had prepaid tickets donated their money to us so that we are able to buy food for the food bank.
So it was a success, even though the Jamboree itself wasn't held.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Are you planning on gearing back up? I mean, things are slowly ramping back up after the COVID pandemic. I mean, it's not over yet, but things are coming back on foot. The COVID pandemic is by no means over, but communities are ramping back up. Playgrounds are open again. Pools are due to open. How about music concerts? Are they coming back anytime soon?
Well, they're starting to. We are booked to play at Purple Hill in Thorndale on the August 16th weekend. Now, we're just waiting to see what happens with that. You know, otherwise, we're probably going to have a very quiet year, and so that we can come back with a real punch. We are learning a lot more new music. And we're going to have amazing harmonies. So I'm okay with just having a quiet summer and doing those things with the boys and our new friend Leanne.
A chance to
very
regroup.
Happy about
yeah.
that.
Oh yeah. Where did you meet?
We'll meet just out in our house. Like the boys live with us, right?
Yeah.
But it's difficult with our friend because, you know, we have to social distance right now. But hopefully
okay.
that will change shortly. But there's online things you can do as well.
Yeah.
But we look forward to when we can all be together and
yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing some bluegrass music myself, live bluegrass music. That's always nice to hear.
It's wonderful, and especially at night after the show's over. The special part about a festival, which I think is the real draw, is the jamming afterwards,
mm-hmm.
where the public can go around to different campsites and join in or watch. And that's, I think, where real friendships are made.
Right. Are there places in Brant County where people can come join in, where they can participate in a jam, perhaps learn to play some bluegrass music?
Yes, they're at the Galt Legion. They have the Waterloo Wellington Bluegrass Club. They haven't started up again yet, but it used to be the Tuesday of every week. After the summer, it would start up again in the fall. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the plans are, but it's an amazing group of people. We used to hold a jam, too, at the South Brant Legion. I'm not sure what's happening with that right now.
Yeah, probably closed, too.
Definitely, I think a lot of people are waiting for Waterloo Wellington Bluegrass Club to open up again.
Yeah. And when that happens, we can all come join in.
Yep.
Let's listen to another piece of music. Do you have any favorites off Little Boy with the Mandolin? We've heard I've Forgotten You and Red Rose Bouquet. What other tunes would you like to hear from that?
Well, let's see. I like Who Will Watch the Home Place. It's a slower one. I feel like after one, there's a classic, Bury Me Beneath the Willow.
Bury Me Beneath the Willow? Okay. What can you tell me about that? You said it's a classic?
Well, it's something that people will probably recognize and be able to join in. If you're at a jam, they'd be able to harmonize with it. And that's a really big part of bluegrass, is the harmonies.
Okay. So CKMS listeners, break out your mandolins and your upright basses and join in. And you'll listen to Bury Me Beneath the Willow by the Nelson Family Bluegrass Band.
And perhaps you'll weep for me tomorrow.
Allison Family Bluegrass Band, Bluegrass Singers. Not quite sure what noun to use there.
Yep, just...
Nelson Family Bluegrass?
Yep, and band.
Family Band, Family Bluegrass Band. All right. You said that's traditional, but bluegrass isn't that old a genre of music, is it? It's been, what, around for maybe 100 years, 150?
Oh, I'm not sure. I know that it's been around quite a long time. And it also seems to be coming back and strong in some places like Hamilton and Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a real family type thing. So we're hoping it'll come back stronger.
Yeah. There's a lot of bluegrass bands in the area. I've been going to some of the concerts. They're not happening this year, of course, but Lynn Rustler, my father-in-law, used to run concerts up in Elmira. And half the bands that were up there were bluegrass bands.
Yeah, he must have liked bluegrass then.
He did. He's a country musician, but liked the bluegrass jams.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he used to, I see him out at the Waterloo Wellington the odd time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd go out traveling about, you know, on the dusty country roads and go out just to play for the joy of playing.
Yes.
Yeah. And most bluegrass music is joyful music. But there's the odd ballad, the odd lament. Where do you find a good mixture to put on an album? Do you want to have an album that's a huge variation in tone and in emotion, or are you more inclined to have an entire album of gospel music, an entire album of dance music, an entire album of traditional music?
I think sometimes it depends on your what people may suggest that they'd like to hear. You know, if you have a lot of people asking for gospel and they'd like to hear that, well, I suppose you'd probably want to have more gospel. Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, we just did things that made us happy to do, and I think that when you're inspired, when you're singing, it does come across in your music, especially on stage. Traditional, we have some traditional songs on there, and things that people can sing along to.
Mm-hmm.
So it just varies, and there's even a Bob Dylan song on there, though, Forever Young.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's bluegrass stuff.
Played that last week. It's nice to hear stuff in the bluegrass style, you know, stuff that wasn't intended that way. So, variations and interpretations.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a song written for you.
Yes, I did. Well, it really wasn't written for me, but I got to sing it, and I was so happy about that.
Okay.
And this song is called Lord, Hear My Prayer. And I'd love to say hello to Robin and Marg McCurdy. They're from Woodstock, and Robin is an amazing writer. And we met them in Lion's Head at a tiny little cafe jam. And I think we were playing on the Harborside stage at one point, too. They seen us there. And then years later, they came to a concert in Brantford at a church. And he spoke to me and he reminded me of who he was. Charlie recognized him right away because we jammed together. And he gave me this song on a CD. He gave me this song to listen to and asked me what I thought of it. And it was just beautiful. And then I'd asked if I could sing it, and wherever we go, we'd sing it. And then he asked us to record it. So that was so exciting.
So you've got this recorded, but not part of any album yet?
Not yet, just as a single.
Yeah. Can you give me a quick rundown of the content of the song? I mean, we don't have to get so wrapped up in the tune.
It's just someone asking the Lord hear his prayer. And when the world is not so good, please, Lord, hear my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just such a beautiful tune. And we're so honored, really, to sing it, and we're very thankful for their friendship as well.
Yeah. So, this is Lord, Hear My Prayer by Rob and Anne McCurdy?
Robin McCurdy.
Robin McCurdy, huh?
Yes.
All right. Lord, Hear My Prayer, sung by the Nelson Family Bluegrass Band. Susan Nelson, thank you very, very much for coming on CKMS Community Connections and spending some time with me.
Thank you very much as well.
To the stars and climb on every wall.
may you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong. And may you stay forever young. May you stay forever young.
To take over from the Nelson Family Bluegrass Singers. This is Seduce Me from the Till It Be Tomorrow album. Tim Lewis is a local jazz musician and currently the MP for Kitchener-Conestoga. So wears two hats on a regular basis. We've been talking to Susan Nelson from the Nelson Family Bluegrass Band. We last heard Forever Young, and before that, Lord Hear My Prayer. Hope to have Susan back in the studio someday, perhaps hosting a bluegrass show. CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonklin. Some more Tim Lewis.
Just when he thinks he's got a woman figured out, her mood swings without missing a beat. Don't try and deny it. Why fight it? Take it from me. Whenever her mood swings, whenever winter turns to spring, whenever her heart sings, start listening. She'll take your breath away and leave you in the dark, but still let you say what she wants to hear. You try your best to talk your way out of troubled waters, convinced that the coast is clear. Start feeling defeated. I'll repeat it. You know you can win whenever her mood swings, whenever skies are darkening, whenever those clouds start rolling in. You better start listening. There'll be no compromising, no apologizing. She's what makes your world go round. Might as well know your place and give her lots of space. She's earned it, so learn it. There'll be no compromising, no apologizing. She's what makes your world go round. Might as well know your place and give her lots of space. She's earned it, so learn it. Whenever her mood swings, when she calls out for her king, even if she only needs a plaything, you better start listening. Whenever her mood sways, ah, when nothing turns to everything, even if she's only whispering, you better start listening. You better stop wondering. Start listening. Don't be above groveling. Yeah.
Salt in your tea. They can't imagine you with me. Well, I know it's a strange combination. Sometimes the sun shines when it rains. Well, opposites probably feel the same. But don't bother me if it's an odd fascination. Whoever thought a plane would fly? Whoever dreamt or wondered why? We're impossible. It's incredible that it feels so right. Maybe I wasn't meant for you. Maybe you weren't meant for me. Baby, I'll give you my heart. So what if it don't fit perfectly? I don't care if this wasn't meant to be. Baby, I'm gonna give you my heart. We look wrong, that's what you say. We don't match in that textbook way. We both know it's not a perfect situation. I saw you crying tears of joy when you fell in love with this boy. Well, there's no need for an explanation. Just like a trip to the moon, so far-fetched, it's coming soon. We're impossible, it's incredible, and it feels so right. Maybe I wasn't meant for you. Maybe you weren't meant for me. Baby, I'll give you. So what if we don't fit perfectly? I don't care if this wasn't meant to be. Baby, I'm gonna give you my heart. If we lived our lives without imagination, what a sad and sorry world this would be. Come on and take my hand. Let's build our castle in the sand. Take a chance, cause you can. I'm gonna
as my baby knows.
Case Hammer playing Hamp's Boogie, which came from his album Love Light. Before that, we heard Give You My Heart, also by Michael Case Hammer, and a little bit of Tim Lewis and Mood Swings before that. You've been listening to CKMS Community Connections. CKMS Community Connections is a production of Radio Waterloo, sponsored by Radio Waterloo. Executive producer is Jennifer Strong. Associate producers are Dylan Bravener, Jeff Stager, and Jordan Dorans. My name is Bob Jonkman. CKMS Community Connections airs every Monday from 11 o'clock till noon, and now on Thursdays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., because our Friday afternoon slot from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. is now going to be Charisse Alishaw and You're Not Alone, a new program that's going to start airing this coming Friday at 2 p.m. Quick read on the information that I get from radiowaterloo.ca/schedule. It says, You're Not Alone is a talk show discussing abuse, trauma, mental health, and different community issues that we face to allow our community to feel safe in knowing that they are not alone. So if you are feeling that you might be alone, tune in on Fridays at 2 o'clock, and Charisse will show you that you're not alone. We have lots of programs available on CKMS FM. Check out our schedule, radiowaterloo.ca/schedule. Look at all the green time slots that exist on the schedule. The green time slots are available for new programmers to come in and host your own show. If you have some expertise in the area of bluegrass or jazz or classical music or punk rock or classic rock or any of the other many, many genres of music that exist, or if you have an interesting idea for, say, a show on technical issues or a show on social issues, check out our Start Your Own Show, a big button on the left-hand side of the website. You can click on Start Your Own Show, sign up to have your very own show. CKMS Radio Waterloo operates as a collective, a programmer-funded operation, where the programmers pay $30 a month for a one-hour slot in the primetime areas of the schedule. The primetime areas are the white times, and the gray times are the off-peak hours, which is half price, $15 an hour. The programmers fund the station, the operation of the station, the rent, the fees we pay for licensing, the upkeep of the equipment. And it gives the programmers a chance to get their message out to the community. Community radio, after all, is not just about the community and for the community, but it's operated by the community. That's how community radio works. If you're interested, go to radiowaterloo.ca and click on Start Your Own Show. I'm going to leave you now with a little bit more Tim Lewis music. This is Tim Lewis, I Walk the Line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. The ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I am for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark, day is light. I keep you on my mind both day and night. Happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. Night is dark, day is light. I keep you on my mind both day and night. Happiness I've no proof that is right, because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. What is true? What is true? Only blue through and through. For you are untrue to me.
what are dreams and desires? Only embers bathed in fire. For you were untrue to me. I would have died before I could believe that you'd ever lie to me. Now I wish I had, before I found that you're not who you seem to be. Which way is up and what is down? Only blue all around. For you were true to me. How could I ever miss the taste of lies behind your kiss? When love is all you need, you're only gonna see what you want to. I was in the dark, I believed in us. There was no true spark, never was. Still I could not see which way is up, what is down. Only blue all around. For you were true to me. Minutes crawl, seasons fly. One day we're born, one day we die. But what kind of fool put the good in goodbye? Why, oh why? And who cares what is right and what is fair? There was me, there was you, there was we. Now there's blue for you.
CKMS Community Connections on CKMS FM Radio Waterloo.